Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, the New Zealand Comedy Festival is fast approaching, meaning a host of funny people are set to hit our stages here in Aotearoa. A lot of the comedians have already had success around the world with their routines, but it's a great opportunity to see them up close and personal on our shores. Among the talent this year is He Huang, who grew up in China but now calls Australia home. Let's take a listen to her.
My parents are the one who always pushed me to get married. I remember my 30th birthday, my dad just told me, he was like, "Huh, can you lower your standards and get a husband?" I was like, "What, Dad? I don't have any standards." You know, just like my mom. Yep, I know. Yeah. I don't understand why people want to get married. Almost all of my married friends are miserable. The other day I was chatting with a friend. She was complaining that I wish I hadn't married, you know. All the BS from my in-laws. My husband is lazy. My kid is a failure. I was like, what the heck, mom? Are you serious, you know? No wonder I'm not married.
That's He Huang performing on Australia's Got Talent, and she joins me now. Hello there.
Hi, Jesse.
You
Thanks
are
for having me.
Extremely funny. I really enjoyed watching some of your stuff. It's so cool to have you in New Zealand. First time to New Zealand?
Yes, it will be my first time.
Well, it'll be great to have you here. And can you tell us a bit about your journey to becoming a stand-up comic?
Yeah, it's really funny because I grew up in a very patriotic communist family. So yeah. My dream was to become public servant.
Yeah.
And I went abroad and studied in the U.S. and started work in the field. And I found out, oh my God, everything is lies. So like, and I ran into comedy while I was frustrated by my act before, you know, my day job. And I found out, oh my God, this is so relieving. Like, I feel like I'm me again on comedy.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's like a free workshop at the local library. That's how I got into comedy.
Gosh.
Free stuff.
Did you have a knack for it straight away?
No. I lived in the U.S. for 6 years. And then after I realized I don't want to be like Americans, so I started to travel again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I ended up in Australia, yeah.
But on stage, did you feel comfortable straight away doing stand-up comedy, or has it been a process of getting comfortable?
Yeah, it's a big process. I think I'm still trying to be authentic me on the stage, even though because I have a resting bitch face, people couldn't tell. I look composed on the stage, but inside me, I'm like screaming and stuff. And now I'm still trying to get comfortable on it. But when I first started, I remember I was very drunk for the first 10 times because it's English is my second language. I feel really vulnerable to be on the stage, tell jokes as a woman and a minority. But it takes me some time to, you know, to get where I am right now. Yeah.
Tell me about the conversation with your parents when you said, "Hey, guess what I'm going to do for a living?"
Okay, I'm the product one child policy. So first of all, they don't have any other choice but to support me.
Yep.
And second of all, they do love me a lot, especially my mom and my dad, of course. And my dad is the one who is more supportive. He's like, "I'll go pursue your dream. If you fail your dream, we can still give you 10 kilos of jasmine rice every month." And my mom is more concerned. Yeah, it's just like more traditional. She's like, "Oh, why don't you just settle down, get married? You have a really good degree and education. You can get a really cool job just in China with us. But she can't do anything because I have the, ability to make money myself, and then they cannot control me anymore. So that's how just accept it. And now because I'm making money, they're like, go for it.
Have they watched you perform?
Yeah. My dad, when I was back in China, he watched a lot of my videos on my hard drive because a lot of the videos it's not public. So I just he watched a lot of them, but he doesn't. They don't speak English. My dad is learning English, but they don't speak English. So sometimes I translate the joke to them, like the PC one, and they were just like, "What's so funny about this? They're just facts." I'm like, "Wow, okay."
Yeah, and I guess you have to explain to them as a comedian that while your material is inspired by your real life, basically you're just going for laughs, so you don't mean every single thing you say about them on stage.
No, they understand it. Because they know the real me, and also lots of the jokes and comedies, the exaggerations, and it's not necessarily my experience. I overheard, and this observation, it just I present it in my point of view, from my voice. So sometimes I don't think they understand stand-up, but they're really funny people themselves. So they say something, I'm like, wow, that sounds really funny. And then they're like, what's so funny about it? Because my family is very, we're from a very rural area of China. So they have this kind of like working class humor and a very, sometimes very raunchy, edgy, and blue humor. And then when I was a kid, I heard about those jokes and they thought I don't understand it, but it's really stay with me in my head. Like, I know what kind of jokes you joke around with your friends. I overheard about it. So that's why I have this kind of confidence and courage to say whatever I want on the stage because I think my family are pretty understanding.
That's great. How helpful or otherwise for you was that appearance on Australia's Got Talent?
No, it's everything. It literally gave me the starting point of a bigger full-time comedian. Before that, I was struggling. But like mostly just doing local gigs, struggling to make it as a full-time comedian. But after that, I feel like I definitely get a boost for my career, and also I get so much exposure from that just 3 minutes clips, and then compared to all the peers I started with. Yeah, so it's absolutely a delight and also a surprise to me. Yeah, to be on that show and get viral from that.
Do you enjoy the camaraderie of comedy? Do you enjoy all the hanging out in the green room and getting to meet other people and all being in it together and going on tour, all that sort of
Yes, of course. I'm a communist. Of course, I love the camaraderie. No, it's really, really fun. I think having a community around me, it's really like I love comedy. That's why I gave up my actual job to do this. So I really, really vibe with the people who are together, love comedy. Yeah, it's a lot of comics. Lots of Kiwi comics here too in Melbourne. So they're really fun, clever
Yeah, I've been
comics.
seeing some coverage of the Kiwi comedians over there. They've been making a big splash, hopefully not outstaying their welcome.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to repaying the favour. Well done on all you've achieved so far, and looking forward to having you in New Zealand.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I cannot wait. Very excited.
It's Her Huang, who will be here as part of the New Zealand International Comedy Festival. She'll be here at Q Theatre May 7th till 11th.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.